The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to the 5 o'clock edition of Bob Burney Live. And I have the privilege today of welcoming our listeners in Tampa, Florida. I'm filling in for Bill Bunkley today, and I'm just so grateful for that privilege and that opportunity and praying for Bill. Bill has had some very severe health issues. He's been back on the air, praise God, but it's been a rough week, and asked if I would fill in today, and I'm more than happy to do that, and I'm honored. Bill Bunkley is a radio legend in Florida. And at the State House as well. So it's a privilege to welcome the folks on Faith Talk, 570 and 910 AM and 102.1 FM. And, of course, I cannot and will not in any way slight our audience here in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. So I welcome all of you to the program today. In just a couple of minutes, I have some shocking news for those of you who have teenagers, particularly teen girls. There's something here I gotta tell you about. If you have teenage daughters, hang with me in just a few minutes. It's an absolutely incredible story that you need to know about. But first, I just want to make sure that we understand where the liberal left wants to take us as far as our rights and our privileges, particularly as parents. The liberal left wants to become the nanny state. They want your kids to get their training, their education at the government schools. They don't, and by the way, they don't want parents involved. The far liberal left wants your kids to learn about sexuality and morality and sexual relationships and so forth. They want your children to learn that at school. And they don't want you to know what they're being taught.
Oh, Bob, you're just involved in conspiracies.
No, I'm not. In the last year... I've had dozens of stories of parents across America finding out what their kids are learning in school, particularly from Planned Parenthood, and went to the school and said, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't know our kids were being taught this. We want to opt out. No, you can't opt out. Well, then we want to see the material. No, you can't see that. There are court cases all across America today where parents are suing schools and school districts for the right to either know what their kids are being taught about sex and sexuality, or at least to have the privilege to opt their kids out. And by the way, since we're on this, to you who are parents, find out, if you haven't already, and your kids are in a public school, find out if Planned Parenthood is involved in your child's school. That's number one. Find out if Planned Parenthood is involved in your school, in sex ed and so forth. If they are, make sure you look at the material, because I want you to know something. It's porn.
Oh, Bob, you're such an old fuddy-duddy.
I guarantee. I don't care whether you're liberal or conservative or Democrat or Republican, whether you're religious or whether you're an atheist. the overwhelming majority of adults who see the Planned Parenthood curriculum for sex ed in our schools would agree it is pornographic. Problem is, most parents don't know that because they don't check. They don't check. They don't know what their kids are being taught. And so, just a warning. Be informed. Be educated. Be nosy. They're your kids. You're the parent. Be nosy. Find out what they're being taught. All right. The reason I went through all of that is to get to this story, and agreed, it is in Canada. This is a Canadian story. This is not America, but I promise you this will come to America if the liberal left has their way. You may have heard the beginning of this story. It's up in British Columbia, Canada. A father and his a mother and father of a 14-year-old daughter are divorced. All right? And they have joint custody. The 14-year-old daughter, about a year ago, said, "Yeah, you know, I feel kind of masculine. I don't want to be a girl anymore. I think I want to be a guy." And the father said, "No, honey, sweetheart, come on. You're a girl. Let's work through this." The mother said, "No. If she wants to be a boy, she can be a boy." And it's a long, involved story, and I don't have time to go into all of it, but it's sad. The father has lost all of his rights to this child, this girl, and it's gotten worse. Let me just read this to you so you know I'm not making this up. The Supreme Court of British Columbia has issued an order that a father, he's referred to by the pseudonym Clark, that's not his real name, the Supreme Court of British Columbia has issued an order that a father may not refer to his 14-year-old daughter as a girl or use her original name, whether in public or in private. The girl has said, "I feel like a boy." And the father says, "But you're not a boy. You're a girl. Physically, anatomically, biologically." But she said, "But I want to be a boy." And so the mother has taken the father to court, and the Supreme Court of British Columbia has issued an order that if this father ever refers to his daughter as a girl and says she or her, or calls her by her given birth name in public or private, it will be considered family violence. And I'm quoting, family violence, because she now identifies as a boy. And the Supreme Court has issued a separate order saying, and I'm quoting, police may immediately arrest the father if they suspect he violated this order. Quote, the father shall be restrained from attempting to persuade the girl to abandon treatment for gender dysphoria, addressing the girl by the birth name and referring to the girl as a girl, or with any female pronouns, I got to turn the page, hang on, okay, whether in public or in private. Oh, in addition, the Supreme Court issued a gag order on the father. He can't talk about it. He can't discuss it. And he can't reveal any of the court orders publicly, or he will be arrested. A father has been told by the Supreme Court if he refers to his daughter as his daughter, calls her by her birth name or refers to her as her or she, he will be immediately arrested. Just let that sink in. That's where the liberal left wants to take us here in America. Quick break. We'll be back. And, man, do I have a warning for parents of teen girls. Please, please, please listen. After the break, a warning for parents of teen girls.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I just want to remind you of a live from New York this coming Saturday. If you are listening on 880 WRFD or 104.5 FM WRFD, it will be broadcast from 3 to 4:30. That's for our Ohio listeners. Live from New York will be broadcast 3 to 4:30 this coming Saturday. If you're listening in Tampa on WTBN Faith Talk, it will be broadcast 5 to 6:30 p.m. So Columbus, 3 to 4:30 on WRFD, and in Tampa on WTBN, it will be broadcast 5 to 6:30 this coming Saturday. All right, many times I come across a story and I say, well, that's got to be fake news. We hear a lot about fake news. There's a lot of fake news out there. And I just think that's got to be a parody. When I saw this story a couple of days ago, I thought, no, can't be. But I've checked it out, and it's true. Teen Vogue magazine. Folks, if your daughter gets Teen Vogue magazine, please, please, please get the latest copy from your daughter. Why? Because they are encouraging girls to become prostitutes. Say, I don't know whether they are encouraging, but what they're doing is normalizing prostitution and sex work. Now, what's the deal here? They have a lengthy article in the latest Teen Vogue magazine from a Dr. Taling Mofokeng. I probably slaughtered the pronunciation. Dr. Taling Mofokeng, she is a South African reproductive specialist. And she is the author of this piece in the current Teen Vogue magazine. And in it, she says, among other things, quote, sex work, that's prostitution. You know, when they legalized it in Amsterdam and other countries, they didn't call it prostitution. They call it sex work. But it's prostitution. She says, again, I quote, and please remember this is an article written for teen girls, teenagers. Sex work is real work, she says. And then she says this, I am a doctor, an expert in sexual health, but when you think about it, aren't I a sex worker also? And she goes on and says, there's really not a whole lot of difference between what she does. She's a reproductive specialist. She's like a gynecologist. And she says, well, what I'm doing is sex work. I'm helping people with sexual reproduction, helping them to have babies and so forth. So what I'm doing is sex work. What is the difference between that and prostitutes, exotic dancers, or anyone else in the, quote, sex trade, she says. Now, I want you to think about that. There's no difference between a female obstetrician, gynecologist. There's no difference between a female doctor dealing with sexual issues and a girl who wants to become a part of the sex work world, the sex profession, she says. It is actually an attempt to normalize prostitution, exotic dancing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason she wrote this article is because she wants to reduce STDs. So she wants to reduce, how many times have we heard this? She wants to reduce the stigma of sex work. And if we just get rid of the stigma and make it legal, you know, and regulate it a little bit, if we could just do that and normalize it, then we would get rid of sexually transmitted diseases. It is absolutely insane. It's ludicrous. It flies in the face of most research, scientific inquiry. And yet, Teen Vogue has printed this op-ed piece, this editorial, encouraging, normalizing sex work for teenagers. Teenagers. I say this so often. The liberal left destroys everything it touches. The liberal left destroys everything it touches. That is so far progressive, as it's called, liberal left. And this will destroy lives. Hey, you don't have to be an old fuddy-duddy. You don't have to be a prude to understand how wicked and how evil this is. And so again, I just warn you, because I'm sure that many of you have teenage daughters and maybe they subscribe to Teen Vogue. I wish I could remember what it was. 2 or 3 months ago, Teen Vogue also had an extremely controversial article. But you need to understand, parents, they're not on your side. That is a magazine that is dangerous to teenage girls. Just be aware. I know they're teenagers and they want to be independent, but be nosy. Know what they're reading. Know what they're watching. Know what they have on their phone. Know what they have on their computer. Be nosy. But they have a right to privacy. No, they don't. No, they don't. It sounds kind of hard and cruel, but, you know, my roof, my rules. Be kind, be gracious, but be firm. All right, quick break. Are there more late-term abortions or homicides in New York City? Wait till you hear.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.